Don't fight, just do it.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Don't fight, just do it. How often have we thought we'd like to go on a diet? How often have we thought we'd like to be different people than we are? How often have we thought that we'd like to be more kind, to be more loving, to be more gentle, to be more considerate and courteous to ourselves and to others? Well, don't think about it. Don't think about being kind and gentle. Don't think about going on a diet. Don't think about doing these various things. Just do it. Now, what is a diet? A diet is, so to speak, eating less food. Well, then eat less food. Eat less food on your plate and be happy with it. My choice for myself was always to eat a third of the food that's on my plate, take two-thirds of it, and, well, actually, I think I'd be smarter, so I just took a third of the food on my plate and put it on a saucer and then put the plate aside and let anybody else have the rest of the plate who wants it and just take the third on the saucer. It looks like a full plate then, and enjoy it. Now, if I were to do that consistently, if I were to do that as a plan for me, I would find that life was really quite easy to go on a diet. Now, being nice to myself and being nice to other people, that's a big deal too. How can I be courteous to other people and not pick on other people who have done something wrong or who should have done something right or whatever, and maybe I'm the one who should have done it wrong or did it right, who is really the one who should take the blame or to take the credit. Maybe, but rather than think about those things, what is it that I would like to have done? Well, if I would like to have something done correctly, then I go and do it. Now, the other day I went up to the retreat by the swimming pool, and the heat of the summer, quite intensive, on that one window, just smattered the window to smithereens, made it all into tiny, tiny pieces. And it's supposed to be shatterproof glass. Well, it was shatterproof, but it sure did go into a lot of little pieces. And we had our handyman go up and work on it for a while, and he worked on it, and he cut himself. And he had to go to the doctor to have his wound taken care of. Later, he said it wasn't a big wound, it was just a lot of blood. And so, after lunch, I went up with Rex and Little Love, and I hooked him on the gate, and I went over to see what had happened. And there I saw all the little glass all over the place. So I took the brush and swept it up and put it in the dustpan and put it in the trash and kept cleaning it up until I got almost all of it. And then I took the nip of the broom, the little dust broom, and I held my hand on one end. And I took the other end and I touched the rest of the glass that was hanging loosely from the thermopane window. And in no time at all the little glass fell down and I picked it up again and everything was in order. Now, I still have to get the window open because there's glass underneath it so that I can finish off the rest of the glass that's falling down. Oh, it's maybe about 6 inches inside of the window there. Now, I looked at it and I said, hey, that's pretty cool. Thermal pane, two panes of glass. Now, that'll be perfectly okay. We don't have to go and spend $600 to have another sheet of glass put on there. And really, for what benefit? The thermal pane means nothing to the retreats because the retreats are not used regularly. And when they are used, they're always used by somebody who's in and out and in and out. And the thermal pane means very little. Well, I'd come to that conclusion, and I shared that with Ellen, and Ellen says, yeah, she saw what had happened, and she said, that probably is a good idea. It's probably perfectly okay the way it is. And then I thought of other things that I do. Now, Can I be nice to people who are not doing their jobs right? Sure. It's not them who are not doing their jobs right. It's me. It's me who's not doing the job right. And so I just look at these other people and I say to myself, how about that? How about that? You do whatever is right for you and just enjoy yourself and enjoy your life and enjoy everything you're doing and be happy. And lo and behold, the people were perfectly happy. They were perfectly joyous. They were perfectly marvelous. They thought everything was just super because everything was just super. Now, we can make life happy or make life sad by how we approach it. And if we're going to look at problems and say, that's a problem, then that's a problem. But if we're going to look at problems and say, that's a solution, then that's a solution. It's all a matter of how we choose to look at things and how we choose to respond to things and how we choose to think about things. Now, how do we choose to think about things? Do we choose to think about things in a wonderful, joyous, fabulous, marvelous way? Well, if we do, we've got it made. If we're looking for trouble, if we're always being picky, 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 then we've got trouble too. Now, we've had a bad day, so we're picky. Well, that's no reason to be picky. If we've had a bad day, it's a reminder to us, a wake-up call to us, to get rid of that bad day and put good things into motion. Start complimenting yourself. That's the best way to start. Really, it is the best way to start. Compliment yourself, because you know what good things you've done. And tell yourself all of the good things that you've done. And pretty soon you have a changed attitude, really. And then start complimenting everybody else, out loud if you wish, or quietly in your heart. And as you compliment everybody else, you begin having a changed attitude about them. Instead of seeing them as a half right or half done, you see them wonderful. You see them beautiful. You have no judgment as to what's right or wrong for them. You just love them just the way they are. You love little children just the way they are, regardless of how naughty or nice they are. Oh, it's harder to love naughty children, but you still love them because you know they're children and you know they're growing and they get out of these things. We can do that for ourselves too. We can love ourselves even when we're naughty, even when we do something that is not beneficial to us. And we can change our attitude about ourselves. And when we change our attitude about ourselves, we usually stop doing things that are not nice for ourselves. We usually stop doing things that are not nice for others. We start being wonderful people again. Yes, if you're going to go on a diet, set up some sort of program for yourself and just sort of stick with it. Don't worry about it. You'll be just fine. And once you get accustomed to eating less food, you find that you didn't really need it in the first place. Other people just force it on you. They say, won't you have some of this? Won't you have some of this? Well, if it's on the table and it's offered, you can eat what you want or not. And if people encourage you and sort of force you by their lovingness and their kindness and their gentleness in making it, then you're just not really anything for yourself. You haven't any character at all. If you can go out with your friends and they're swearing and you don't swear, and pretty soon, because you go out with them all the time, you're swearing too, what benefit have you been? If you go out with your friends and they swear and you don't, and you just don't. It's just like you go out with your friends and they're smoking and you don't, and you don't. You go out with your friends and they're drinking and you don't, and you don't. You go out with your friends and they tell gossipy stories about friends and neighbors, and you don't, and you don't. You're not being sort of special. Well, you are being special, but you're not trying to be better than anybody else. You're just being yourself. Now, being yourself means that you wear the type of clothing you like. You act in the manner that you like. You live in the manner that you like. And you are the person that you like. So, in all things, as we practice eating a third of our meal, if that's our choice, when we practice doing things in a loving gesture way and we are not intimidated into being otherwise by circumstances, however they may be. We are always being ourselves and having fun. What more joyous, beautiful, wonderful way to live is there than that? How great it is! Join me in this revelation, in this attitude toward myself, and watch the miracles happen in your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.